Finished my lunch.
Today is what was that, Diane?
I'm just finishing my lunch.
Oh yeah, yeah, no worries. So today is August the 4th, 2022. This was originally going to be named our High Ticket Virtual Retreat Part 2, but I understand, but the material we're covering today clearly goes in the series, which is Sales the Story. So I'm calling this Sales the Story Part 4. If you didn't hear Part 1 or Part 2 or Part 3, don't worry about it. This will be self-contained. And then also you guys are going to have a couple weeks to go and implement and listen to some recordings or re-listen to some recordings that you maybe even were on live or you've just got access to them now, because the training that we're doing right now in and around sales and offers, so stage 2 sales and offers, is life-changing, has changed many, many lives before here. And also this is the, I know that this is the best delivery that we've ever done of this. This is the best training we've ever had. And we've had people making $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 sales and more from the a portion of the training that you guys are getting today. So, in this series. All right, you can tell I'm talking fast because like I'm super excited today. So let's take just a minute to do a brief meditation so that we can center ourselves and then jump in with our materials for today. So you can stay seated right where you are. If you're wearing glasses, I suggest you take them off and just close your eyes for a minute so that you can find that quiet center. Letting go of whatever happened before this, it's gone now, it's in the past. Letting go of what's gonna come in your day, it's not here yet, it's just an idea. Be present. Sit up straight, so feel the heart center open. Relax the face and jaw. Relax the throat. And just watch the breath. Take these couple minutes for yourself. Watch the breath. Letting go of any thoughts that arise, as thoughts will, it's monkey mind, but to let them go is unimportant right now. Just return to the breath. Feel the ease of this moment, the ease of this breath. Feel the quiet ease at the heart of everything when we just stop and breathe. And then softly open your eyes. I'd love to hear one thing from one person about what you loved in this quiet couple of minutes together, together ourselves. Who would like to share? What we focus on expands. Maybe there's like 10 things you don't like, but you like one thing when we focus there. Yeah, Anna Maria, thank you.
I just love the peacefulness of it.
Mm-hmm.
It felt wonderful.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. The energy clearly changed. I was bouncing off the walls, you know? I'm like so excited today, right?
Yeah,
Karen, go ahead.
I like the leaving what I was thinking about and doing before at the door and just coming to be present and slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
The breath to be present here.
We do that over and over again here. And if that's the only thing we got, we do many more things, that will change your day. It will change the course of your business. What if you walked in networking and had that presence? What if you're in a conversation where somebody could engage in your work, you had that presence? Danielle, I know you know, right? Like, what if you are speaking from stage and you have that presence? It changes everything. All right, next really important thing. We just did a brief, sometimes we start with Shavasana, lying down. Sometimes we start with a seated, brief seated meditation. I wanted to jump in. There's so much, again, that I want to share with you today. And the very first thing that I want to share, some of you got a sneak preview if you were in the on the Q&A call the other day, because the text came in right while I was on the Q&A call, right? We have a new member of our community to welcome. So will you please join me? Kieran's already like join me in welcoming and celebrating Danielle. You can even unmute. She can hear you. Like, welcome Danielle. Yay.
Yay. Welcome.
Welcome.
So good. So Danielle, you didn't know I was going to do this, but everyone here has done this before. It's up to you if you want to do this, but it's really great, you know, when somebody has that leaping energy, like they've just gone like, whatever they're leaping into, we want a life where we're leaping into things, where we're saying yes to ourselves, we're saying yes to our business, we're saying yes to what it is that we do. So we're living a life on purpose. And so Danielle, you might be in all kinds of places right now. You might be in like, why did I do this? Ah, you might be in like, let's go for it. You might be in like, I don't know what I'm stepping into. There's no wrong answers here. But for every one of us, for whatever we're leaping into, it's really wonderful to hear something from you. You're willing to play just anything that you want to say about like what made you decide to leap in and say yes to yourself, yes to your company, yes to this journey that we're on together that I'm so excited for you for and so excited for our community.
So I'm still nervous, but
can anybody relate to that? You know, that ever happens to you? You're not alone, Danielle.
Right. The breathing was wonderful though, to help with that. So I really appreciate that.
Good. Good.
Oh, wait. I'm on my phone. So if I kick out, sorry, I'll still watch the recording. But the thing that made me really, there's two things that stand out in my mind. The first one was when Kieran got up and talked at eWomen about Michelle, and I was just like, so moved by that. And then when I met with Michelle multiple times, just it's so heart-centered and so filled with love. And like, I just feel like she just gets me. So, but there's a lot of faith coming up because I don't have this kind of money. So I need to start bringing in more of this. And I see the way to it is by being here, and I'm really excited. So let's make some money, ladies.
Wonderful, Danielle. And you can see why in a few weeks too, we have the abundance retreat. Cause I'm like, scarcity, what do I do? And right, like we all have it, right? We all have that. And then Kieran, we were just talking about that, weren't we, right? So so love that you love your vulnerability about that, Danielle. Love your honesty, love your energy. And thank you so much for sharing that. And what a perfect kickoff to our, as I said, I'm calling this Sales Story Part 4 strategy sessions. And so like, how do we have those conversations? And Danielle just gave you the key to that. Like, did you hear what she said? Did you hear what mattered to her? And when I say it, you know, it's all about the listening, right? It's really about listening. It's about listening to another human being, right? Again, Kieran, again, we were just talking about that, right? It's really, truly about holding space and listening to another human being and then seeing if and how we can help. That's it. It's like, it's so simple that we miss it and we get all bogged down, but it doesn't have to be complex. I can give you some things that will help and serve you to be able to do this right away. And I see Yvonne's note too. She says, whoop, whoop, Danielle, you're in the right place. Absolutely. And if you're feeling scared, you're in the right place. Has anybody been there before? You know, sometimes it's a daily occurrence, right? Up and down, you know? If you've been nervous before, if you're excited about possibilities, you know, all that, you're in the right place. All right. So thank you, Danielle. Really, really beautiful. And I didn't give you a chance to say, just say like in one sentence, doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be a, you know, thing, just like, just tell them in a sentence or two, just really a sentence or two, what it is that you do. So they have some sense of you and your gifts.
So I'm a graphic and web designer, and I help people put together their brand identities and I help with their marketing.
Yay. Thank you for that. Beautiful, beautifully put. And no marketing speak in that. Sometimes I talk about marketing speak. Marketing well done is not marketing speak, but marketing speak is like that blah, blah, blah that we don't want to listen to. Do you know what I mean? like when people just say this stuff that you can't really even hear because you don't even know what the words mean. Good marketing doesn't do that. Good marketing is the same thing. It's talking to real people about real things, right? And in the way you described what you do, there was no marketing speak. It was just like real words to real people, like the best of the marketing and the branding and so on that you do. So beautiful. Thank you. Awesome. Awesome. All right. I would love to hear a couple of wins before we dive in. And wins is so important. As entrepreneurs, we work so hard. I was just interviewing one of my dear friends yesterday, Diane, you were there. So, and I was saying that, you know, what often ends up happening is when I was doing, learning how to do a chin-up, I finally did it after months and months and months. And I was like, and as my arms were straightening, I was going like, okay, now I got to do 10. You know, like we do that to ourselves as entrepreneurs, right? So we don't even notice we did it. And then we get all balled up and we think the universe isn't sending us anything and we can't even see what we've already done and we lose steam for what's to come. So instead, when we can celebrate, when we can see what's actually happening, when we can see what's beautiful, just like we do in looking at the meditation or going like, oh, or Shavasana, like that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So, who has something they would, who wants to share first? What do you have to celebrate? Kieran, yay. Thank you.
I'm starting to go to hot yoga again.
Yay.
I've gone twice this week. I'm going to go 3 times a week. I can only do every other day or every third day because it's so darn hard. I used to do it all the time. And it's been since before COVID that I've really done it. So I'm determined to get back into it because it's so great for my headspace.
Ah. Since before COVID and you're doing it now.
I've done it like 3 times during COVID or since COVID, but I'm back into it.
And you guys all know yoga, it's a big part of my background and what I do. I mean, every day I'm practicing every day. I'm, you know, it's a piece of finding our own aligned story because if our bodies are like this, like how do we even think, much less, you know, engage in productive and helpful conversations with people. So Kieran, I'm so glad. Happy dancing for you. And it's like, it's written on your face. You look lighter even in talking about it, you know, so good.
I want to add one thing to that. I'm making a note every day of things that happen that I'm grateful for or that are wins. Mm-hmm. And another win, when I went to yoga, they told me that if I didn't use up my 39 passes by June 24th that I would lose them. So I just showed up and didn't say anything and saw what happened. And they extended it until October. So it's another win that they didn't have to do that. They've already extended it like 3 or 4 times. So that's a huge blessing. Yeah.
Being open to receiving from the universe, like, you know, not worried about potential no's and just seeing what could happen and anything could happen. What a great energy to bring to your business and to your life, right? That this is related to how strategy sessions work as well. And having that yes energy for ourselves, for others, we might be able to help. So fantastic. Thank you, Kieran. Yay. Let's hear from one more of you who has a win they'd like to share. Oh my goodness. I saw you both almost at the same time. So Heidi, then Diane. Heidi.
Well, I had a win right before this call. I was talking with someone in a different group than I'm in. And she was just sharing her story and talking about how she has a beautiful singing voice, but never developed it and used it. And that she mentioned that she would always tell the story about herself of a failure by not having pursued singing as a career because I have this beautiful voice and I've never used it. And she had talked about some other contexts of, you know, sleazy music industry things. And I was like, and I said to her, well, what if the story is different, rooted in our work here, Michelle? And I said, well, what if it's the opposite? What if the story is that you're a success in saying no to something that would have harmed you?
Wow.
And that you were following your deep inner knowing, this does not serve me. I will not do that. I will not do this, even though it's encased in the gold of, oh, it's my gift. You weren't fooled. You listened to your heart. You went forward on a path that did serve you. Mm-hmm. And here you are now your vibrational match, your voice can catch up with where you are. You're not in the shame anymore. You're in the joy, and let your singing voice match that. And she said, Heidi, I've been wanting to write a book, and I haven't because I thought I'm just going to be talking about my failure, but you've just shown me that I have a different story to tell.
Heidi.
I can write my book.
So beautiful. And being an uplifter everywhere, right? It's right in the signs of getting rich. Be an uplifter everywhere. That's what you were being in that moment for her. How fabulous, taking the story work that we're doing and actually transforming her life. Because you just be that everywhere you go. How fantastic, Heidi. And then I got to add one more beautiful piece about that. I don't know, Heidi, but can we just dive just a little bit deeper? I know it's a win, but would this have any parallels with your vision? And it's a beautiful one, like just like singing on stages can be a beautiful one, right? But with Ethan's Village in its original form.
Yes.
And now what you're actually doing, can you hear those words for yourself?
Well, absolutely. And it was rooted also in the work here of, I shared very briefly of something I was very upset and angry about because I chose not to do a therapy. I chose not to do with my autistic son because it was invasive. And I felt shame around, I was too lazy and I didn't want to do it. Mm. And then the realization that, wait, I was honoring the voice that said, don't do that. That's not safe. That's not good for anyone. Don't do it. And I honored that voice. And because I recognized the honoring of that true voice in this work, that I could then recognize it in her and say to her, wait, what if you were just honoring the deep knowing and there's no shame here at all. And yeah, that I remember how my heart lightened with that. And then it did the same for her.
And then how you serve your autism moms, right? How, what you can see for them and the choices they make and helping them align. So beautiful. It's like, I love it. Thank you. Beautiful. Super uplifting. And beautiful application of all that you're learning about story to serve another human being and then seeing how it applies actually to yourself and your journey and your people all at once, right? Beautiful. Diane.
I just had that same thought as you were saying it, Michelle, about how Heidi can use that same gift to work with the moms that she's going to be working with as well.
Yeah. So beautiful. And you had a winning one to share.
Yes, I had a woman remind me of how much I enjoy being around animals and ask me why I didn't have any in my life. And it just hit a spot in me that I'm denying a part of who I am because I'm not being with animals.
Good notice. Finding your own joy, your own life, your own alignment. And as you do that, how much more you can hold space for others doing the same. And it's not even about that. First, it's about you. It's just about you. It's about you living the life you want. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I love it. Thank you. So beautiful. And sometimes we think, you know, and I don't detect any minds here doing that, but it's like, Michelle, are we talking about sales today? Come on, hustle. We got to get going. There's a lot to do, right? Going to go slowly to go quickly. And it's built on this. It's built on this. It's built on actually living a life on purpose, knowing what our vision is, stage one, then getting out there with our big self, stage two, sales and offers, right? And this is a big part of the vision, right? This is what I want. This is what I choose. I get to choose it. Not and with yours, Diane, I get to choose this. And I notice I haven't been. I get to choose this. And with yours, Heidi, it's like, I chose not to do this. I'm choosing this path instead. And that's what's right for me. When we have that power of conviction for ourselves, we can so much more easily hold space for another as they're making their decisions. When we're in a strategy session, for instance, right? Does that make sense? So in case there are any editors going like, come on, we got to get to it. This is it. This is it. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. Anything else burning to be said? Good to go? I wanted to do a bit of a review of what we were doing in our call on Tuesday, Sales of Story Part 3, and just how to think about sales differently. First, making friends with sales, right? That's not a dirty word. That is the highest service. It's holding space for another human being at the highest level. It's a beautiful thing to do. And it's not about tactics and techniques and scripts. These could be useful. If you want me to write you a script, I can probably come up with one. You can go Google them. This is not how it works. It's not what it's about. And again, this piece is just a brief review. We can't cover everything that we've been doing, like that we did on Tuesday's call, but just to kind of gather the energy here with all of us together. As a heart-centered entrepreneur, you already know a lot about sales. And Danielle, I just realized there's two D's. It's like my daughter, Dana, and her cousin, Dawn. Or I was going, Dawn, Dana. Danielle, Diane, I just realized. And then in the family, I'm like, Michelle, it's your fault. Dana's the younger one. Why did you choose another name that starts with D, four letters? Danielle, train my tongue, right? So what Danielle was talking about space held, you know, space held. I mean, those weren't the exact words you used, but being heard, right? That's really the foundation. And when you lead with your heart, and then I'll give you some structures that help a conversation along, that help you know who to help and how to talk to them. But that's the foundation of it. And the story that I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks is my mom was a nurse. And if she saw somebody bleeding in the street, she wouldn't go, oh, you know, am I imposing on them to go and see if they want this thing? Should I maybe not reach out? Maybe somebody else will do it. Maybe somebody else is better than me. She just woke up and stopped the bleeding so they wouldn't die. And if you haven't seen it yet, if you weren't there for what Heidi was talking about, was that just a couple of days ago? You know, helping moms with autism is like, well, yeah, but you know, you could get that for free. So why would people want to invest, right? And then when you talked about Heidi, when you talked about what it meant to you, how you invested over a couple, you know, you've literally written the book on it. It's in your book that you've written. And on the back of the book, it's like you've invested at least a couple hundred thousand dollars to solve this problem, and you felt like you were bleeding in the street trying to help your autistic son, right? You have to know the value of your work that deeply. Know that that's what it means to people, right? You are like my mom walking up to somebody in the street. That's how much you have to know there's a profound transformation for them when they do the work with you. And you know, like that, it's easy. Of course, you're going to have that conversation. You're not going to be all tongue-tied. You're not going to want to look for a script like, have I said the right things exactly in the right order? Oops, maybe I made a mistake. You're just going to try to help. That's the come from place. So really important thing, I can't say it enough. I keep saying it every call, right? It's listening, trying to help people, ask some questions, find out what's wrong, see if you can help them. And all other parts about sales follow naturally from this. And what makes a great salesperson, and I've never ever in the, you know, this community started in 2010, but I've never ever had this running analogy so much as in the last little while. But it's like used car salesman, prototypical, stereotypical used car salesman on one side and Yvonne on the other side. And you all know Yvonne began in this community as a student. And I watched her at an event, just holding space for somebody, just stayed up with them for hours, just helping him make a decision. She didn't care what decision it was. It was just like hold space until that human being can make the decision that's right for him. When I watched her do that, I'm like, I knew that I wanted Yvonne on the team. She was just doing it out of the goodness of her heart. She was doing it because she just couldn't help herself because she wanted to help. And each one of you, you got through the gate. That means that that's you, right? And you all know that that's you leading so much with heart. And Yvonne going, no, I don't know anything about sales. I can't do that. You know, took a lot of convincing, right? Even though I'm good with words. It's like, no, it's because you think that you have a genius for it. You're just trying to help people. And that's each and every one of you. All right. So used car salesman on one side, Yvonne on the other side, just listening, just trying to help. And listening and helping a person decide, not attached to the outcome, but just helping them decide, committed to their decision, not caring what it is. And then a mindset shift. This again is things that we've covered, but I can't say them enough. And it's not about hearing it once. And it's like, okay, what was that I heard 6 months ago? It's repeating it and knowing it. Like I have you reading The Science of Getting Rich. And last time I read it was yesterday, and I'll read it again today. And I'm reading it over and over and over again, right? It's like we practice it. These are practices. There's a mindset shift about how to think about sales. Not that, am I imposing on somebody? That's a used car salesman, or am I going to be that nasty person? Nothing like that. Or that I'm getting something out of this, or it's not about that at all. It's the greatest service. It's the greatest service. It's a disservice not to. I almost didn't reach out to Yvonne in 2014 because I knew, and you're all in this place, there's people you can call, right? I knew she was busy. She was our managing director, and managing directors for eWomen, they do a lot. And I had an event coming up in just a few days. Oh, she's probably already booked. I had my own editor going. But despite what the editor was saying, I just picked up the phone and called her. It's like, maybe she can come. She came to the event. And we've been working together, you know, first a student, and she was my managing director in multiple ways since 2014. Without that one phone call, we both would have missed out on a huge transformation in our lives. It's a disservice not to ask. It's a disservice not to offer. You're sitting on something that changes lives. Why would you not offer? We get out of our own ways, and we're afraid to say the wrong thing, or we may not get it right, or we don't have all the tools. We want to wait for another 3 years so we have the right tools, or what if this person says, whatever, you're heart-centered, go help people, you know? And again, I know that that you're here means you have something of my parents in you. You'd give people the shirt off your backs and sometimes forget to keep a shirt on your own back. So that part isn't in question. So then, you know, that's my best way to encourage you to go out there and do that, because it's the most heart-centered thing to do. That's who you are at your core. An uplifter, somebody who helps, somebody who creates beautiful things for people that helps and serves them. All right. And then I just wanted to briefly remind you again, I want you to see this and know this, not as something you've seen once, but to just know it over and over again. And I do a deeper dive, the training on offers. Let me just go find my notes so I can share the right thing with you. And I share it more than anything these days. And I'm so proud, some of you know, because I made this drawing myself. It's so simple. It's much prettier when my team does it. But here it is. You guys can see that, right? This is the sales process. This is it, right? So ignore what's at the bottom of the page here, because that's what we're doing in just a minute. But you have stuff lying around in your shop room floor. You are not Karen. You are not just like every other relationship coach. For one thing, you've got umpteen other certifications. You have direct dive experience training about relationship. Some of it from long ago, some of it from recently. You have, you do hot yoga. There's all kinds of stuff lying around. All of that is part of who you are. It makes you unique in the marketplace. Nobody does your thing like you do, all right? So get to know and value the stuff that you've got lying around on your shop room floor. And I remember Marie doing an exercise where we create that years ago. And she was like, I don't have anything. All right, I've got this certification. All right, I've got a functional website. All right, I've had this experience, but I don't have anything. So know what you've got lying around. Then there's the transformation that you offer. What's that thing that people are coming to you for? It doesn't have to be rocket science, just your best guess at what it is for now. And then we have ways to understand that better. Then there's a real person that needs your help. And really the arrows should go both ways, but I don't know how to do that. Only my team knows how to make that picture. When they all have a prettier picture. I'm still so proud of this picture. So there's a real person who needs your help, and there's an interaction. It's not a theoretical thing. I can't emphasize this enough. We just go, I'm going to figure out my transformation. I'm going to sit behind my computer and figure it out for the next year. Then I'll be ready. And there are people who do that. There are people all around in the industry who do that. And that is the road to unhappiness. It has to encounter a real person who needs your help. It's some version of your ideal client. It's your best guess. There's a person in front of you. They seem to resemble something of who your ideal client is. When you talk to them, you'll understand your transformation better. When you talk to them, you'll know more about what your stuff is that's lying around on your shop room floor, right? And so all of this increases when it's on the court always and you're doing it. And what mediates all this, you have the words to say it. These are conversations. These are real life conversations. So we find the words to say it. And that's part of what I'm helping you with here today. All right. Anything that's unclear about that? All that making sense? So far? Okay. Awesome. So last time we also talked about strategy session magic. 7 tips to closing high ticket sales in one focused conversation. I like to just think of that as the call with Bonnie, right? So it was one of our alumni from years ago, and we were in a session. I recorded it. You guys know I like recording stuff, and I'm like, wow, can we share this with people? And it still has some core training. Mary Kay, I know you're listening afterwards in the recording, but Mary Kay's often said, oh yeah, I don't know how many times Mary Kay's listened to that, right? And she's done such great work with her high ticket sales. And and by the way, Danielle did say that she may be dropping off, and she's like driving with her mom right now. So hi, Danielle, I know you're listening to the recording later. Hi, I hope you come back soon. She did tell me before, and she might be, and I think she mentioned it here too, right? She might pop in and out just out of range and stuff too. So, okay. Where was I? Strategy session magic. Mary Kay's listened to that umpteen times, I know. And it has some gold about how you actually do strategy sessions. So I'm not going to retrain that here. But I'm just going to mention, you need to know what your offer is, have some idea of what you're offering. You need to know the value of what you're doing. We talked about this last time. You need to be able to listen well. Danielle really underlined that in what she talked of our strategy session. You have to know something of, you have to know deeply and dive in with them. What's the pain they have in your area? Again, I'm just doing this briefly. We talked about this last time, and the call goes into a deeper dive in this. You know, let them step in. It's not about making somebody do something or pitching it right, or it's none of those things. When you're sitting there with something that helps people, you let them take a step forward into it. And we talked a little bit about the vision. You know, there's a vision that you help them create, and that's the thing that they're going to want to step into. It becomes natural for them to say, when you say, are there any questions? They go, yeah, how do I do this? And then they're asking for your offer because they know that that's the thing they want. Let them step in. Number 6 says offer value, listen pain, let them step in. Did this last time. Big why, not objections, is number 6. Often we're thinking about, I'll tell you a little bit more about objections today, but you know, often we're thinking they're going to object this, they're going to object that, it's our scarcity mind that does that. It's so scared about sitting and holding space for another human being because we think it's something other than what you've done all your life, holding space for another human being and then helping them step into something bigger. You've all done that. So think about why they want it, like what, and help them think about it. Like, why does this matter? And we did a deep dive into that last, I think it was last time again with Heidi. It's like, oh my goodness, that's why it matters so much. Oh, when you get that, the objections fall away. It's not about that. You've invested $200,000 already and you feel like you're bleeding in the street. Who wouldn't want to step forward to solve that when they really understand and know in their hearts that that's what's happening, right? So it's about the big why, it's not about objections. And number 7, unattached. I know I'm going quickly, but this is review, right? Just so that we gather all the threads and we can go from here. So being unattached to the outcome. So you're committed to them making a decision, but you're not attached to the outcome. Doesn't matter what they decide to do. It's not up to you, it's up to them, it's their life. So honoring them for whatever they decide. But in the conversation, if they're the right person, you give them the possibility to step in and then you leave them their own freedom, which they have anyway. You can't take from them and you wouldn't want to. You leave them their freedom to step in if they want, unattached to the outcome, committed to having them make a decision so they don't waffle. And Karen, we were just talking about that waffling, right? Like, you don't want to waffle. We don't want to waffle. We don't want them to waffle. That's not a productive or comfortable or good place. Here, I'm standing for this here. And Katie, one of our alumni, we work together. She was one of my students at university, and then she came to work with me for 2 years. So over those 3 years of deep dive training, a lot of deep dive training, she said the biggest thing that I learned is when there's a decision A and B, not to go A, B, A, B, A, B, and it doesn't even matter if it's A or B. I don't stand at the crossroads. I just choose. All right. One last thing. Can you still hear? Because I know I'm going through this quickly. So this is a review. All right, good. Lots of nods. Okay. What to say? So in the strategy session, what to say? Again, this should be review. I want you to hear it umpteen times. Go back and listen to those recordings. So it becomes just cellular. It's in your bones, right? You want to hear this umpteen times and then go enact it. Hear, enact, learn, do, learn, do. What to say? First, the strategy session, you have their agreement that you're sitting together to find what their best next step is. Right? Just choose. I love that. Karen says paralysis by analysis. That's my middle name sometimes. Thank you, Karen. Just choose. Leaders, for instance, make decisions. You just choose. Now you go with it. So you choose also to go to a strategy session. A strategy session is different than a connection call. Connection call, you're helping each other. You're meeting with each other. Maybe you'll be best friends. Maybe you'll be, one of you needs to speak on the other stage or vice versa. Maybe you need their services. Maybe they need yours. Maybe you're going to mastermind together, helping each other. That's a connection call. A strategy session is directed in one direction. It's like, hey, I'm happy. Maybe what you do is you help people quit smoking. And somebody's been trying umpteen times and they talked about it and they kind of start telling you about their pain. And you go, hey, do you want to sit down and see what your best next step is to do this? I'm happy to hold space for you. Who in their right mind, if they've got some pain in their area, wouldn't go, you would do that? How much does it cost? That's free. Really? Sure. Of course I want to do that. So you get their agreement that you're trying to find the best next step. And it's related to their pain in your area. And then ask them about it at the beginning of the call again, you know? Are we on the same page? So they're not thinking they're there to buy Kool-Aid or something, or to, you know, sell paint, or I don't know what, right? A great opening question, somewhere near the beginning. What made you decide to invest your time to talk to me about X today? Because they're already making decisions. Time is precious. They're deciding to spend time with you. When they're investing their time. So it helps them notice what they're already doing. They're making decisions and investing. And you listen for pain in your area. Ask them, tell me more. What else? Tell me more. You know, if you're helping somebody with insomnia, let's say that was your field, you know, it's like, wow, I don't know. They say, sometimes I can't sleep so well. Well, tell me more. What's it like for you? What do you mean by you can't sleep? Be a human being, you know, like ask a question, right? Well, you know, I don't always sleep that well at night. Well, I don't know. How many hours do you sleep? Well, I don't know. I haven't slept this week yet. So, right, you know, then they start telling you more, right? You mean you haven't slept since Monday? You haven't slept in 3 days? Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. How long has this been going on for? Well, sometimes I sleep a little bit. Well, when you sleep, how long do you sleep? 2 or 3 hours a night? Oh my, you know, you're asking questions. Tell me more. And then after you've discovered together what the pain is, you've helped them. And we talked about this on a different call, right? And then it starts to turn to hope. You don't pounce on them, but it starts to turn to hope. You ask them, you know, do you have any questions? And it's natural for them to say, how do I do this? When it's something that is possible for them and they really want that. Like they, and the example we gave was, and that sounds really dramatic. You know, Heidi's like, I invested already $200,000 and I felt like I was bleeding in the street, but that's how much your people need your work. If you don't know the pricelessness of your work, that's step number one. Because why would they if you don't? And that's the inner work, and that's asking me questions and leaning in with the community. You need to know the pricelessness of the work that you do. So when you ask, do you have any questions? It's natural for them to go, yeah, how do I do this? Or how do I work with you? Or sometimes they're awestruck and they go, wow, because they're so awestruck by the vision of something different that they just go, I don't have any questions because they don't know what to say because it's a new world. So then you can say, you know, well, because we're here to find the best next step, I have an idea about how this could work. Would you like to find out? Would you like to talk about it? It's a decision for them. They can choose. And if they go, well, you know, maybe, I don't know. It means that the conversation is not where you would want it to be to make an offer. You would only make an offer if it's the right person, right? If it's the right person and the conversation has gone the way a strategy session that where the person has the possibility of saying yes, if it's gone in the way that it does, they would, you know, would you like to know how this goes? Yes, please. You know? And then they're asking for your offer. Then they've opened a space to hear how it is you can help them if they choose. All right. Jot down two of your biggest ahas. And again, this is review, but every time we come back to it, there's another little piece that you'll gain. You'll get a deeper idea of it. It's not something new and different. It's this over and deeper and on the court doing this, right? So jot down your biggest aha, couple ahas. Okay, I know that's just a minute, but I want to hear where you're at now with this. Let's hear one or two ahas. I want to hear what is sounding important to you, what's landing in you. What are you hearing today? Yeah, Anna Maria, thank you.
I think what resonates for me a lot is ask questions and more questions and tell me more, and I want to know more.
Yes. Thank you for hearing this. I can't say it enough, because this is the heart of a strategy session. This is about listening to real life people and holding space. And how can we know if we can help them if we don't know what's going on? It's so natural to us as human beings, but we get all balled up and we forget, and you know, we do something weird, right? And then we want a script. It's like, we're like reciting a script. And, you know, not saying scripts can't work sometimes, but how about, you know, just have a real conversation, listen, tell me more. Yes, yes, yes. Let's hear one more aha. I want to hear what's opening for you now. Yeah, Heidi, thank you.
What I was really listening for, and I think I heard it, in the flow of the conversation, to shift from tell me more of what's your pain, the transition then to make the match is the question, or a statement of, I think I can help? Or is it a question of, I guess I'm asking a question, a question of, what would it be if this was resolved for you? Do you see how working together would I guess it's the bridge between the pain into the, would you like to work together, that.
Right. And that's where people often pounce, right? It's like, wow, you got so much pain. Look, I can fix it. It just feels disingenuous, right?
Right.
Like, here's the pain. What else could be possible? And you envision it together. And then something of that vision, if it's an ideal client match, has something to do with what you do, right? You know, so following up on the insomnia example, you know, they're going, geez, I haven't slept in so long and I'm so tired and I'm arguing with my spouse and I just lost my job and there's spin-off effects, right? And as they're talking about it long enough, they're going, geez, this is, because they just thought, I've got a little sleeping problem. They'd never really faced it. And somebody's actually listening to them. And then they say, well, you know, geez, if I could even just sleep one night, I'd feel so different. I haven't slept for a night in years. Like, well, tell me about that, you know? What would that feel like? Well, I don't know. I can't even imagine it. Well, did you ever sleep well? Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to sleep well. How did you feel then? Well, I used to jump out of bed. I used to have energy. I've forgotten all about it, but I used to eat breakfast. I don't even eat breakfast because I don't even have the energy now. And then they're back in the pain, right? But I was like, yeah, okay. So what if you could eat breakfast? Well, when I do eat breakfast, it's like I eat junk because I'm so tired. It's like, well, what was it like when you were a kid? Well, I'd hop out of bed and my mom made me oatmeal, and you know, they're in the vision of it, right? And it's just as deep and wide as the pain is. It's natural. It's like, even one night's sleep, what if I could get to bed at 10 o'clock one night and actually fall asleep? And then they're starting to envision, you go, well, do you have any questions? When it's actually the right person in front of you, it's just natural for you to go like, yeah, how would I do that? Can you feel it? Yeah. So pouncing is like, well, these things you're talking about, this is what I do, you know, would you like to see? I help people sleep at night, I help them bounce out of bed, and you know, what's the transformation you offer, right? Help them bounce out of bed and feel like they've got energy. I help them, you know, feel like eating, not eating healthily for breakfast, not because they have to, but because they feel good in the morning, and healthy food feels good. And do you want to see how that works? Yes, please. And they're asking for your offer because the whole conversation is authentic and real. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. All right. So anything burning to be said, without which we can't go forward? A burning question, like, I can't even hear you unless I ask this, or a burning aha. Yeah, Karen, go ahead.
With regard to the strategy session recording, someone in this group was kind enough to send that to me in a text or DM about 2 weeks ago. I have so many texts and DMs. I don't remember who sent it to me, so I can't find it. Can someone remember who sent it to me, or remind, or tell me where I can go re-listen to the strategy session that you're speaking of? It's like an hour long recording.
Yeah, that's going to be in Story Freedom Academy, and it might be posted there now by Tracy, one of our team members, or it might not be, but it's going to be recorded there soon. So yeah, and there's all the other trainings as well. There's Sales of Story Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, this is the Hiding of Virtual Retreat. There's so much training for you on sales and that call as well. And that's over there, either already in Story Freedom Academy, or it will be soon. All right. So, and thank you for asking that, because if it's pulling your mind over here and then you can't hear, thank you.
All right. How do I find it? Who's it? I mean, there's that, you just gave me like 3 or 4 hours of things to listen to, which I will do, but.
Yeah. So it's called Strategy Session Magic, 7 Tips to Closing High Ticket Sales in One Focused Conversation. And that's either posted, I was just talking to team about it this morning, it's either posted for you now in Story Freedom Academy, or it will be soon. And just, if you can't find it, lean in with the community or ask Amy, but it'll be there in the next couple of days. All right. Okay.
Whose name is it that I'm looking for?
You're looking for call to that. Strategy Magic. That's all.
Okay, but it was a recording of who's speaking. You, Michelle, were speaking with someone and you said, can I record this? And that person said yes. Who is that person?
That's somebody, that's one of our alumni, but you won't find it by her name. It's how I sometimes lovingly refer to it. But just look for a call that's called Strategy Session Magic and it will be there soon.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Anything else burning to be said without which we can't go forward? Okay, good. All right. So what I want to do is there's a number of things that I just want to share with you to help you with those strategy sessions. So I want to help you set yourself up for success. I want to help you with what to ask and how to listen. So deeper dive into that. And then also how to help them envision. All right, so a number of training chunks that I want to get in here for you so that you can go make use of this on the court over these next few weeks, because we've given you on the court time, because there are, like what Karen was saying, is like, wow, there's lots of trainings, right? Making sure that you've not just like been there and kind of sort of got it, but know what it is that the training was, get it in your bones and go and be on the court and enact it, right? So, and then as you bump into stuff, which you will, we've got the abundance retreat a couple of weeks from now to go like, oh, I was bumping into scarcity there and I was afraid of that there. And, you know, we have that training that will serve you as well. Right. So setting yourself up for success. So 3 things you need to be ready for the conversation. We've done this at other times in the community, so I'm not going to re-teach this now. But. Thanks, Yvonne. Thanks for that. Just got that. So we've done this in other places, and this should not come as a surprise to you, but here's some things, 3 things to set yourself up for success. 1, what's the transformation you offer? And Diane, we did some work with this that I loved a while ago, because it's like, what's transformation? I don't know, but oh, what do I want for people? Oh, that makes sense to me, right? So, you know, whatever you call it, you know, why do people come for you? What do you want for people? What problem do they have that you can help them solve? Why, you know, you need to have some idea of that. Don't spend years trying to figure that out. Be on the court. As you talk to people, you'll know more about it. So in the example I gave, it's like, why help people sleep at night? You know, simple stuff, right? What's the transformation you offer? Why are they coming to you? That's 1. Number 2 is, why does that transformation matter to your ideal client? And I talked about this, about the insomnia just now, because it doesn't just matter because you're supposed to sleep at night and therefore you'll feel better. Can you hear the depths of it? Even just in this little explanation that I started giving about it, they can't even have breakfast. They're fighting with their spouse. There's like all kinds of reasons that they want it. So you want to dig deeper, you know, well, why do they want to sleep at night? Well, because they're arguing with their spouse. Well, what's wrong with arguing with their spouse? Well, there's so much stress in the house that they're not even eating well. And, you know, like there's going to be spin-off things that are happening when that piece in their life that you do, that's your zone of genius is going wrong. So what's the transformation you offer? Why does it matter so much to your ideal client? And you will know this by thinking about it and thinking about people you've worked with whether you've worked with people on the court already, or you volunteered in that area, or you are your own best client, think about real people you've worked with, and then you'll know more about it the more conversations you have. So on the court, right? And so what's the transformation you offer? Why does it matter so much to your ideal client? I gave the example of Dana and getting her computer fixed on the call on Tuesday. It matters so her computer will work. Well, yeah, but it wasn't really about that. It's so much deeper than that. Know why. Why does it matter to this person? And then the third thing is, well, how are you delivering this? How are you delivering it? Most people think that's what their offer is. Well, I've got this ebook that you read, and then we do these classes, and then I want you to fill out this workbook, and already you want to go away. Even if I've only said three things. You don't care. You don't want to hear about it, right? That's just the how. So in my sleep example, if the person is, has insomnia, and you go, well, we're going to put you in a sleep lab, and we're going to hook up these electrodes to your brain, and every time your brain goes, they're like, they don't care. They just want to sleep better. So 90% of what you talk about is at the transformation. 10% on the how. Most entrepreneurs have it backwards. Well, we're going to do ebooks, and there's going to be training, and then I'm going to hook you up to electrodes, and then you're going to partner with somebody, and then you're going to practice. And then we talk about that. Nobody cares, right? I mean, it matters. I want you to be in Slack. It's going to make a difference for you, but it's not why you came. You didn't come to be in Slack. It's a tool to get you to where you want to go, right? So 10% about how you get there, 90% about the transformation. All right. So I just want you to take 1 minute right now, because we've done this work elsewhere. You've already done it yourself in some way, some shape, some form. Don't make it rocket science. Just jot down in front of you in a sentence or two. You can do more, and we do more in other calls. What's the transformation you offer? Just a sentence. Why does this transformation matter to your ideal client? Another couple sentences. How are you delivering this? And we've had other component parts to help you do these, but I just want you to take a minute to jot it down. Take 1-2 minutes to jot it down. Have it on the page in front of you. Just decide. It's going to be it's going to be a half year program, or I it's a year long program, or I deliver it by I'm thinking of Carly and architecture, I make the design for the person, and then we talk about it, and then we, whatever the process is for them to get that thing. Just jot it down. Don't think. It doesn't have to be rocket science. Just jot it down. One minute. Transformation, why it matters, how you're delivering it. Not Karen's analysis paralysis, just do it. It's not going to be perfect until you're out there talking to people. Just get it down. Okay, finishing up what you've got down, taking it to a place where you can come back to at a later time. We come into this from different angles and different ways and different calls, right? So I'd love to hear from at least one of you. What do you have on your page? Doesn't have to be rocket science. Doesn't have to be perfect. It's going to be a real conversation with a real person anyway. It's okay, right? Free yourself up from that editor. So who would like to share? Anna Maria, thank you. And then Heidi.
The transformation that I offer, I help riders and their horses become confident, relaxed, and trusting enough so they are successful in competition.
Yes, super clear, right? Super clear. Thank you. Keep going.
What does the transformation matter to my ideal client? It will help my ideal client form a successful partnership with their horse.
Mm-hmm. And you can see that each one of these, and especially number two, there's more that the why it matters. We can go in deeper, but this is perfect. Yes. perfect for what we're doing right now. Lots that you can say underneath that, right? And then the how you're delivering this.
I am not sure.
Oh, okay. So tell me now. Just tell me now. Because I just want you guys to decide and go do it. And if it's the how I offer that transformation, because you've been doing this with people for a long time. It's simply an editor and a confidence thing.
So yeah, what I don't understand is what you meant by how do I deliver it?
Ah, thank you. So thank you. It's a point of clarification then. Yeah. So how you deliver it, are you going to that next person who walks in and it's a $5,000 program and up, right? Are you going to work with them for a year and meet with them once a week to do something? Are you going to work with them over 3 intensive weeks and they, you know, stay at your place and live day and night this thing? Are you going to have them watch a video? Are you like, just how are you going to do it?
Okay, I got it, sorry. We're going to work for 3 months. And we're going to work, I have to do my math, but I think it's about 3 times a week. Three times a week for those 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anna Maria, this was such a beautiful example. If this was seems simpler and more accessible than it might have before that, where Anna Maria outlined this so beautiful, raise your hand. It's just like not rock. I want to demystify this. Like just freaking do it. Thank you, Anna Maria. Beautiful. Karen, go ahead. We want to hear from Heidi, but was this a comment about Anna Maria?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you, Anna Maria, because what you just said, what you do, I can flip it a little bit for what I do. What I do with, for people and the people in their life. What you do is you, I wrote down, where did it go? Help riders and horses connect so they are a successful partnership with their horses. I help humans connect with the people in their lives so they have a better partnership in their work life. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that, but thank you for that, because what you do is with animals is what I do with humans.
Brilliant, so. Brilliant and beautiful. This is why we do this in community. You get this? It's like we can move so much faster. I've said, you know, you're on a moving sidewalk when you're here. You can move so much faster and you will gain ideas from what the other person does. And sometimes somebody in a radically different industry you'll be able to see it where you can't see it when it's right in front of you. So thank you, Anna Maria. Thank you, Karen. Beautiful. Yes, exactly. You are ready to go and offer this right now, Anna Maria. Right now, it's so clear, right? And the fact that I only gave you 2 minutes to do it, that's actually an advantage, right? Because you can get all balled up in it and like go away for a year trying to think it. No, it doesn't happen like that. Remember the diagram that I showed you. It's on the court with real people. We make a decision, we go. Beautiful. Heidi, go ahead. And not perfect, just what you've got right here, right now, just like Anna Maria, just like, here's what I got. 2 minutes, here it is.
Well, and thank you to Karen, because I'm wondering if I could also borrow Anna Maria. And
rockstar.
I love this because it's about enhancing relationship of you know, and actually you the way you framed it helps me, because I help autism moms have better relationships with themselves and their autistic kids. I'm wondering is even better than what I had written, because I had, I guide moms of severely autistic kids to trust themselves, remembering that they, remembering what expert moms they already are.
Oh, it's beautiful. So you know what Anna Maria wrote was beautiful, and what you wrote was beautiful. Trust yourself, right? Say it again. Guide moms to say it again. It was beautiful.
I guide moms of severely autistic kids to trust themselves, remembering what expert moms they already are with their special kids.
Beautiful. And so why does this matter?
Because the closest thing to a mom's heart is her relationship with her child.
Mm. And you can see that underneath that, so much, like just like with that part two, you could dive in further and further and further, but you got it. And then how are you delivering? You've done this work. Just like with Anna Marie, you've done this work. You're on the court, right? But are you going to deliver this program at this stage now?
I have a 6-month program for this special group, and we meet every week. We meet every week. By Zoom.
Done. Slam dunk. Mic drop moment. You want is going right. Really good. All right. You are ready for a strategy session. You're ready. All right. So these are the things you need to set yourself up for success. Section two. 90% transformation, 10% how you get there. They need to have some idea, like, am I going to be working with you for 10 years? Is it just a day-long retreat? Like, they need to have some structure about it, but it's not what they care about. They will work with the structures you have. What do you love your structures? Is that how you want to do it? And what do you need to deliver that transformation? Your best guess, right? So, beautiful. All right. Jot down your biggest aha. Okay, thank you. I love Yvonne's, what Yvonne wrote in the chat here. You don't have to know exactly in detail what you're going to do with them. It's like we try to have all the T's crossed and I's dotted beforehand. And then we're building a theoretical program that has nothing to do with real people. We don't know what they're actually going to say along the route. We want to have flexibility and actually serve the people in front of us. Yvonne says, you don't have to know exactly in detail what you're going to do with them. In the beginning, you will be one step ahead of them. And that's okay, because that means you're actually serving the people in front of you. That's what you want. Beautiful. Thank you. All right. Section three. What to ask and how to listen. So what questions should you be asking? Well, it should make sense by now. It should make sense. Give them what they want, not what you think they need. Yeah. What is it that they want to solve? So that's what Yvonne wrote in the chat as well. So what questions would you need to ask? What questions do you want to ask them? What questions would you need to ask to understand the pain in their area? Their pain in your area. Never mind insomnia example. Well, tell me more. So you're not sleeping. Well, what's that affecting in your life? And how long has this been going on? And, you know, why does this matter so much to you? Well, if this doesn't happen right now, I'm going to lose my kid because I can't even take care of them. I've got a newborn baby and I'm going to drop them. You know, we don't know until we ask them. Or, hey, I'm elderly and I'm afraid I'm going to fall and break my hip. Like, we can't know unless we ask them, right? Well, I mean, my doctor put me, why does this matter so much to you? Well, I almost overdosed on melatonin once, you know, because my doctor overdosed me and put me on 10 times as much. And I'm so afraid right now. So I really need an alternative solution, right? Like multiple different people for what their reasons are. And so we ask them questions to understand the pain in your area. And what's your area? Well, you just said it. What's the transformation? And why does it matter? That's your area, right? So, and the pain involved with it. And what kind of questions will help us do that? I want to add something that I've gestured toward, but haven't underlined so much in previous calls. You can and should ask both qualitative and quantitative questions. Qualitative, you know, and it's like, well, tell me more about that. Like what, you know, how's it going for you? You know, they walk in and maybe they're in tears. It's like, wow, what's going on? How's it going for you? It's just like, it's a qualitative question. And it's a general question, right? It's like, how's it going for you these days? What, you know, how are you, how does it feel when you get out of bed and you don't know even which way is up? What else have you tried to solve this? What's your family saying around this and how's that going for you? You know, so qualitative questions. quantitative questions. No matter what your field is, you can ask quantitative questions because it helps people see where they actually are. You're not causing pain. You're helping that person gently to really see where their life is and how they want it to be transformed. So, you know, in that sleep example, well, exactly how many hours, like, so why, you tell me you haven't slept in 3 days? Oh my goodness. So it's been 3 days. They should be in the hospital if that's the case, right? But, you know, you've slept, tell me how many hours did you, exactly how many hours did you sleep last night? Well, I don't even know. But my Fitbit tells me that I didn't sleep at all. Wow. Exactly how many hours do you think you sleep a night in general? I don't know. I probably get 2 or 3 hours sleep a night. Wow. Exactly how long has this been going on? I don't know. It's been going on for a while. Well, I don't know. Has it been going on for a week? Has it been going on for a year? I don't know. I remember when I was a kid and I went to the sleep, you know, clinic and they told me, you haven't slept well since you were a kid. Exactly how long? So you're 26 or you're 62 or whatever it is. How old are you? You know, exactly how many years? So you haven't slept well in 4 decades, right? Exactly. It helps them see it. Or exactly how, it might be something different with the sleep example, like exactly how many hours of sleep have you lost? Well, it's only since the baby has been born, but I don't know. I used to sleep really well and my baby's 6 weeks old and I cannot catch a wink sleep. Different, it's the same problem, but for that person, can you hear it? How many counseling sessions have you had trying to solve this, you know, relationship problem? Exactly how many therapy sessions have you done? Exactly how many arguments do you think you've had with your spouse today? Oh my goodness, just, or this week, I don't know, today, this morning alone, we were yelling at each other 3 times. how much money do you think you've lost through these sleepless nights? You can't ask them that directly right away, but you might be like, wow, so you haven't slept and you tell me that you run a company and you've lost your 3 best people? Because they don't want to work with you because you keep, I know it's hard. No wonder you're losing your temper because you're so exhausted, right? Compassion, right? But you've lost your 3 best people. You lost your VP of finance. You lost your, whatever it is, right? Exactly how many people have you lost from your company, do you think? Because you haven't been sleeping. Wow, you lost your VP of finance and you're in the midst of, and your, I don't know, your brother-in-law that you used to own the business with won't speak to you. Wow. Exactly how many years did you run this business together? 5 years until I stopped sleeping half a year ago and now everything's falling apart, whatever it is, right? Exactly how many times? And it doesn't have to be, sometimes it's about money, but it's not about money. It doesn't have to be about money. Exactly how many, a relationship coach, right? Let's say a couple's relationship coach, exactly how many dates have you been on through match.com in the last 6 months? Oh my goodness, I've never thought of it like that. I don't know. It's like 63 horrible men, whatever it is, right? 63. That's different. Can you hear how they can hear it differently than, I don't know, I've been dating for the last few months. I've been trying on match.com. It hasn't been working very well. You've been on 63 dates and 3 of them did this and 5 of them did this. And then the last one left and made you pick up the bill. Exactly how much did that dinner cost you? If you can get how they can feel it better with those questions, raise your hand. You're just trying to help them. Just trying to help them see it. Thank you. All right. If you think that you could ask some questions like this in your area, raise your hand. Like exactly how many did I find the examples? Yes. Yes. Okay. That's 100%. Okay, good. And this is something you could ask me about. Come to the Q&A calls, come to the office hours. It's like, hey, I want to generate some questions in my field. Here's my transformation. Here's what, you know, these questions I just asked you. Here's my transformation. Here's what matters to my clients. Here's how I get there. And, you know, here's some questions I thought of. Can we generate some more? It'd be a great thing to do. And then it'll happen in real life conversations. They'll be thinking about other questions. A lot of people in a strategy session have questions beside them and so on. It's a great thing to do, but I don't even do that. I'm just listening to that person asking questions. I've done a lot of them, right? So I didn't have questions beside me when I started either. You might, it's fine. You know, when you start, it's probably a good thing to do, but I think I tried it once or twice and I just threw them away. I'm just listening for that person asking questions, right? But you can write them down beforehand so that they're kind of in your brain and you kind of thought about it beforehand, and then it's going to come up by the people you talk to. Yeah, you guys are all nodding. Fantastic. All right. Jot down your biggest aha. Okay, thank you. How to ask questions and then how to listen. Just want to give you a few tips about listening, just a framework for it. A strategy session is an interview. You're not trying to sell somebody something. You're actually interviewing them to see if they're a fit. My team helps me with this. Some people... My team says, like, love that person, we're sending them a suggestion, but don't talk to that person, they are not ready, right? My team will protect me in that way, right? They're not, just not ready. Or I'll send somebody away with a suggestion, they're not ready, I'm interviewing them. Or when Yvonne holds these conversations, she's interviewing them. What do they have inside them? Are they ready for the transformation? Maybe they've got the pain, but they just want to wallow in it. Not going to make an offer, you know, and the more experienced you are, the more that you're going to send them away with love more and more quickly, right? They're not ready. So you're deciding if they're a fit, they're a good candidate for your work, because you really want to genuinely help people. If they're not a good candidate, don't make an offer. So it's an interview, you're also holding space for them in a time of transition in their lives and helping them to recognize that it's a time of transition. If they have pain in your area, they're in a time of transition. Think of that as sleep example I gave, for instance. They come to you, maybe they come to you and you're networking, let's say you're a sleep specialist, you know, and they're yawning a lot. It's to start from that, something as simple as that. You go, wow, you look tired. I'm sorry, I shouldn't even say that. It's a bad thing to say. I'm like, yeah, everybody tells me that all the time. I am exhausted, to be honest. Maybe you've tried with them already, so they feel vulnerable enough to, you know, honest. I'm like, yeah, wow. What's going on? Well, you know, it's just this week because my kid's doing a concert. Oh, you know, it's not a real problem, really. It's just this week. Or, well, I don't know. I don't sleep that well, but it's okay. How's the coffee? You know, and then you can circle back around to it again, you know, and as you're talking to somebody and you're just, so they're at a time of transition. That person might be going, well, you know, I don't really sleep that well, but it's okay. They don't even recognize they're in a time of potential transition in their life. But after the conversation, exactly. So you lost your VP of finance. You're in a bitter feud with your brother-in-law because you used to co-own the company. Now he's suing you, you know, or whatever it is, right? You were in a time of transition. You're going to do something about this now or you aren't. You do it with me or somebody else, but geez. And they go, oh my goodness. When it's a real and genuine conversation, you're holding space for them in a time of transition in their lives and helping them to see that that's so. For the right person who's your ideal client. You're being a human being and having a deep conversation to serve. And then something I want to add about how to listen. It's not about cataloging. I don't really think of it like that. Like some people, it's like ticky box. Did they say this? Did they say that? Did they say that? It's this is a lot of unconscious competence in me that I'm trying to bring to the surface for you. All right. So I'm not a ticky box kind of person much. I mean, although sometimes ticky boxes can help. Have I done this? Have I done that? Have I done that? That can help. But for a strategy session, I think of it as it's about their heart. I'm not gathering data to catalog it. I'm really deeply listening. It's an attitude. Can you hear the difference? And sometimes in the conversation, it almost, there can be parts of the conversation that will almost sound like cataloging, right? But it's because it's coming from heart. You haven't slept for 3 years. You lost your VP of finance. I'm so sorry. You lost your VP of operations. I'm sorry. You've only slept 12 hours this whole week. Like it sounds like cataloging. Do you get what I'm saying? but I'm not trying to catalog things. I'm actually just trying to listen and be there holding space for them. So I've actually been honest enough to share this. Am I getting it across? If this is like, I've never, Ivana, you probably haven't heard me say this before. This is a new way of training about this that I want to, it's another layer of knowledge that I want to get to for you. If this is making sense, raise your hand. Did I find the words to say it? Thank you. Yes, I'm seeing hands all around and nods. Good. So be on their side. Help them find the best next step. You're partnering with them to try to find that best next step. And then more on how to listen. We're still in section 3 about how to listen. Section 3B, all right? First, we talked about how to ask questions, 3A, 3B, how to listen. I mentioned this earlier. Think about why. Think about possibility, not objections. Yeah, well, you know, I've tried to help with the sleep thing, but it's never going to work. I've tried 10 things. It's not going to happen. Well, let me overcome that objection by showing you my nifty, nifty, handy dandy. Do you get how like it's almost combative then, right? It's not like that. Instead, it's like they say, well, because they're discouraged, just empathize, you know? It's like, they're no wonder they're discouraged. They're a human being, you know? It's like, you've tried 10 things. There's you know, you've tried this, or you've tried these 3 things. Wow, none of it's worked. I'm sorry, you know, like that's hard. And so why does it matter so much to you to change it? Well, if I could actually sleep, maybe I could talk to my kid again. Tell me more. There's the hope and the possibility. Well, I haven't talked to my kid in ages because I'm so tired. I can't talk to them or whatever it is, right? So what might be possible for you if you could sleep a little more? Well, you know, my brother-in-law, I know we're arguing right now, the one who co-owns the company, but like we've known each other for 30 years. If I could just have one night's sleep, I think, you know, we used to go out for drinks on Friday nights all the time. We could go out for a drink. We could chat. You know, I think we could actually solve this faster than I was thinking, you know, because it went to the deep vein to possibility, right? So not objections. It's like, it'll never happen. Or I've got to talk to my spouse. They might not have enough money. It's like, what would it mean to you if you could actually talk to if you just actually have a conversation with your brother-in-law on a good night's sleep, what would it mean to you? Geez, we could probably kickstart the company again. Well, how much is that worth you? Well, I don't know. We lost $100,000 just in this quarter. Well, you know, but I don't know. Or we lost $5, but it doesn't matter the number. You lost $5 from your kid's bank account. You lost $5 from their piggy bank because they took it out and wanted to help you pay for things. It's not about the amount. Do you see what I'm saying? Your kid took $5 out of their piggy bank to try to help you because they know their company's in trouble. That could hurt more than losing $100,000 in a quarter, right? It's just actually listening. Possibility, not objections. Committed, but not attached. I want them to make a decision. It's going to change their life. Not attached to what that decision is. And some people are going to go away going, yeah, well, my brother-in-law or my sister-in-law told me to try a couple of aspirins because some people on some website said to do that. So thank you for the conversation. I'm going to go try that. You got to let them go, right? But the right person won't do that. The right person will actually recognize it, know that it really needs changing, and will seek a real solution. And if they're committed to staying in their pain and they're like, I'm going to take 2 aspirins and it'll probably be okay, you just got to bless them on their way. If they want a real solution and you're there with a real solution, why wouldn't they? It's like my mom and the person bleeding in the street. And the insomnia, I just pulled that, you know, I just gave a random example, right? But insomnia, like what's that worth? No, I just help people sleep better. No. Now, what's it worth? It's their entire life, isn't it? $5,000 is a small amount, or 10 or 50,000, whatever the cost is, right? All right. Jot down your biggest aha. Couple more things I want to share with you. Lots of training, then come and ask questions, all right? Let's hear, I know this is a short time for it, but again, we'll have time to dig in the Q&A calls and the office hours. I want to hear one aha. I want to hear what you're hearing with this. because this is gold. This is so far ahead of what most people know about how sales actually happen. And again, it's, if you don't like the word sales, it's like how you actually help people. Right. Manaha, so I hear what you're hearing. What's opening for you now? Diane.
What struck me was it's an interviewing process. It's, we're not trying to jump in with our solution, but we're finding out if they are a match. Are they ready for it? Is it, are they in deep enough pain that they're ready to start making a decision to change it?
Changes the whole conversation, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. So good. Thank you for underlining that. It's changes every, if you only heard that one thing from this call, you're ready to do a strategy session. It will change your life, right? Whatever you call that, discovery call, strategy session. I call it strategy session. Thank you, Diane. Beautiful. All right. Section 4. How committed are they, and can they feel this new vision for themselves? I just want to give you a couple tools for strategy session that, and tools is not even the right word. It's sometimes how the conversation goes. It happened one day, and then I started using that structure again because it was helpful to help people see things. That's all. It's not a formula or a technique. It's just something that helps. Door number one, some of you have heard this before. Door number, or I've done this with you. Some of you haven't, but door number one and door number two. All of that envisioning that we just did about the pain, about insomnia and the possibility, I often in a conversation will have people close their eyes and do a visualization. Door number one is, what if this isn't solved? And I have them imagine the end of their life. It doesn't have to be that. It could be imagine next year or anything. What I have tended to do is say, imagine the end of your life, because then the problem gets exaggerated and it's further over here without this problem solved. Here's door number one. Doesn't feel very good, but then they feel it in their bones. It doesn't, it's not head knowledge. Yes, I think I should sleep better, but they're still stuck in their heads. They will not take a step to change it. They can feel what it's like. It doesn't have to be door number one and door number two, but I like using door number one. I have them close their eyes and I paint that picture for them. I often ask people, what'd you have for breakfast? Something else after we debrief, what did that feel like? And I do that because otherwise they're still stuck in that painful door number one. Then I have them envision something else with their permission, of course, door number two, with that solved. And we could easily do that here. Do you get it? You know, door number one, your brother-in-law is filing a lawsuit and whatever it is, you know, at the end of your life, you've, you know, been split for 40 years and you so regret it, because you can easily say that, right? And door number two, and I ask permission to speak as though I'm them, because the people can feel it then, you know. I'm arguing with my brother-in-law again. I can't believe it. It's the end of my life and we're still fighting. They can feel what their life actually is, right? I so wanted the company to fly, but I'm still so tired. I think it's probably why I got sick. I mean, just, you know, envisioning door number two. You know, I get out of bed. I've gotten out, you know, it's near the end of my life, but I've gotten out of bed for the last 30 years, bouncing out of bed. I love my breakfast and I go for runs with my kid every morning because of whatever, right? Envision what it is. The more I've talked to them and listened to them, the more I can help them envision that. And then it's like, which do they want to do? Now, know that their only way to do that isn't via you and your work. But it helps them see clearly that they're at a crossroads. Do they actually want to face it and do something about it and step into possibility, right? So I talk to them about it a bit, and then I ask them, like, how much does this matter to you? Does you want door number one or door number two? Everybody wants door number two, right? They'd be crazy not to. How much does it matter to you on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 is like, yeah, or I could go for pizza. 10 is like the breath I breathe. Like, I would do anything for my daughter, for instance. And I used to think if somebody said 6, I could help them. I can't. If they say 6, they don't really care. I can't help them. I can't want it more than they do. Usually if they say 10, they're pipe dreaming. At least this is my experience. It will be different for you, right? Or it'll be your own unique thing. But if you decide to do something like this, it doesn't have to be this. This is a conversation that I often have with people. If it's a 10, often they're pipe dreamers, like, yeah, it's 10. And they say 10 to anything. Not everyone, but sometimes, yeah, I really want this. Okay. And then when it comes to the offer, it's like, oh yeah, that's 2 cents. No, I can't put 2 cents in. I have this 2 cents, you know, or oh, that's too much. Or, oh no, my spouse won't let me, or whatever it is. Like, the obstacle will be too big. or if there's a two, you know, they don't want it. People usually land if they say 8 or 9. For me, this is what often happens. It's like, why is it not a 10 then? You really want this, but you said you want it so much. Why is it not a 10? I'm so afraid that it won't happen. I want it that badly. Your conversations will be different. They're each person. It's a unique conversation, but that often happens with me. They want it so badly. They don't even want to claim that they want it because it's been such, now that they see what a deep problem it is and how much they want that thing, right? So visualization, door number one, door number two, doesn't have to be so, but you want to find some way they can actually feel it. It's not cataloging, it's their heart. And then they can actually make a decision. And then after that, I often say, like, well, do you have any questions? Because they're feeling so much in the hope, in the possibility, and they recognize how much they want that thing. Do you have any questions? How do I do this? It's just natural. Do you want to see? And then they can decide. But by that point, there's a very good chance once, if you're making an offer, many, many people will say yes. Once they're at that place with you, it's and in that place in the conversation won't go there if they're the wrong client. Oh, so you're an insomnia person and, you know, you help people with insomnia. And so tell me what's going on. Oh yeah, I've slept really great for the last week. Everything's good. Great. Keep doing that. You know, but I'm having trouble with my kid in school. I know just the person to talk to here. You just help people. I was like, geez, I really want to do that, but I just can't do that right now. Sometimes it's not really true. They just are scared. And sometimes they really will come back later. It's okay. You're just helping people. You're just going to help people, right? All right. Because we're ending near the end of our call already, we're going to go a couple minutes after for those who can stay. Aha's inspired actions. You know, I love that piece of the call. But I want to give you one more piece. Hopefully this has given you a lot of understanding about what a strategy session is and how it happens. It's a real conversation, right? It has some structure to it, but it's a real conversation. Well, then, Michelle, where do I find strategy sessions? Well, do some brainstorming with each other about this, right? You can ask me where the best place is for you, but I want to give you, and Yvonne, can you just cut and paste and put this in the chat for them? And you guys can save the chat. And I'm just going to, if you're afterwards, and I can't remember if you see the chat afterwards or not, but if you don't see the chat, I'm going to list them and you can write them down for those who are listening to the recording afterwards. Networking, connection calls, in response to any inquiry about your services, past clients and referrals, email your list if you have one. If you have two people on a list, now you've got a list, right? Speaking, live, virtual, somebody interviewing you, speaking to your own list, social media. You don't have to memorize these or get them all down. It'll be on the recording for you and Yvonne can cut and paste them into the chat. Introductory workshops. Your freebie and, you know, so the free gift you give and a follow-up email string. And if it's not a follow-up email string, you talk to them, right? It's as high or as low tech as your company is built to. If you've got a book at the back of your book or at the end of articles that you've written, social media, direct connections with people on social media. Hey, we connected about something. So then you send a Facebook note in Messenger and then you talk to somebody. Always go the most direct route. Being a bonus for somebody else's program. So I was working with a fitness trainer. He said, hey, because I'm working with you, you can have half hour for free with this massage therapist. And then I went to her for a couple of years, right? You can be a bonus for somebody else. A sponsorship or a booth, somebody else's list, a freebie giveaway, an email string, an auction, in connection with your live event, introductions through JV partners, connections, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Don't try to do them all. Pick one or two ways, maybe three, more like one or two. And those first ones, those are huge. Networking, connection calls, in response to any inquiry about your services, past clients and referrals. If you just did that, that is your mode of marketing. Stage one. Stage three, we have more complex ways, right? But you don't need very many people in front of you. You don't need a gigantic list. You don't need one person and there's your $5,000 offer or your $10,000 offer. Two people and you get in conversations, just networking. You could build your company to easily, easily multi-six figures at the very least with just networking. You could build seven figures and beyond. I mean, other strategies would be better to add on as you're building and you know, not only networking, but I just want to tell you how far just that suggestion number one will take you. Right? You don't need complex marketing strategies. You don't need Facebook ads. You don't need all that stuff. That's all stage three. You meet somebody, you see they're in pain. You see them yawning when you're networking, if you're an insomnia specialist, and you start chatting. All right. That's our time for today. If you heard even one piece of this training, you're so far beyond in understanding of how offers are made, how you allow people to step in, than most people who are entrepreneurs. Most people don't get this, and it feels hard. If you just came to this one call and were out there on the court with what we did today, you're light years ahead of most people, right? Most entrepreneurs. So one aha, one inspired action. Remember, you can follow up with the office hours tomorrow. And we've got our Q&A call earlier on Monday than we usually do because I'm traveling, right? So that I can actually be on the calls a little earlier than usual. So check the calendar, right? It's on the calendar. So, and for the next few weeks, we've got office hours to stay in touch, and we've got we've got Q&A calls because I want you enacting these things. I don't want to fill you up with more information and knowledge. I want you to go back, re-listen, take notes, apply it to yourself, you know, do go deeper, go further in, all right? So you got a few weeks of implementation asking me lots of questions. I want you to ask so many questions that I don't have time to answer them on all the calls, all right? So ask as many questions as you can think of. Get together with each other and think of questions you want to ask, right? Move it forward, be on the court doing this, because as head knowledge, nothing moves. Remember that diagram, it's an interaction with real people. So you've got several weeks to ask questions and dive in deeper with what we've already done, right? So Diane, you're up first. One aha, one inspired action.
We want to, my aha was thinking about the possibilities instead of the objections when we're starting to work with them.
Thank you.
So it's kind of changing their mindset.
Yes. And then ours too, because sometimes we come in so worried. It's like, they're going to say this, they're going to say that. Oh, focus on what's possible. Thank you for underlining that. Beautiful. What's your inspired action?
I'm going to listen to that call with Bonnie.
Yeah, it's a wonderful one. Beautiful. Thank you. And it will supplement and interact with everything that we've said here. I did the call many, many years ago, and it still holds. It's still really strong. And what we've done here, builds even more than what we've done in that call, but that call will supplement this hugely. It's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Yvonne.
It's the greatest service to my client to make an offer.
Mm-hmm. Whole different way of thinking about it. And you're all so heart-centered. Why wouldn't you want to do that greatest service? And when you understand that that's what it is, we get over ourselves and just do it. Thank you. What's your inspired action?
I also listened to the training with Bonnie.
Yeah, good.
And I connected with Amy about it, and they found it, and they're it. So.
Thank you for that, Yvonne. Bless you. Beautiful. Anna Maria.
Mine is on listening to my dear client's pain, is really realizing that is everything about their heart,
mm-hmm.
holding a space for them.
Exactly. Thank you. What's your inspired action?
I'm going to dig deeper on why the transformation that I offer matters to my clients.
Oh, so good. That is time deeply well spent. And also one of the best ways to find that out, I want to add this, because with each of your actions, it's like, I want to remind you, be on the court, go do it, go talk to the person, right? So I love that. It's beautiful. Deep dive into this is well worth the time, Anna Maria. And then what will allow you to do it at another level again is go talk to five people, because they will tell you. They will tell you. Yeah. Heidi.
The asking quantitative questions was a real eye-opener to me.
Mm, good. Really good.
There's something about putting numbers and make it a fact instead of an idea.
Mm-hmm. And it helps people to decide to do the thing that they want to do if they're your ideal client. They want to, but they're scared. We're trying to help them. And when they can see it, they go,
yeah. And I think also there's another side effect that's more subliminal, but by quantifying, it's also setting the stage for asking for money later.
Well, of course. It's like, here's, you know, what's this worth if I haven't slept in three and a half years? And, you know,
yeah.
Thank you. Beautiful. What's your inspired action?
I want to watch that conversation to see the video.
Yeah. Good. Love it. Thank you. Karen.
I liked the, I guess you called it the quantitative and qualitative questions, and then the door number one, door number two. So that was helpful to do that. And then same as everybody else listening to the interview with Bonnie, I guess it's as the person.
Yeah. So I'm so glad so many of you want to turn to that. I know it's been a great tool for Mary Kay for a long time. She said that a number of times. And it was, as I say, it was just, we were doing a training together and I'm like, well, everybody could benefit from this. Can I share this? Right. And we've been sharing it ever since for many years. So, all right. I just want to end with beyond the court, like have at least five conversations each week until we meet again for training. Beyond the court, talking to people, know the trainings that we've done, because every single piece, any one piece of it can move the needle for you, but don't substitute training for action. Do you know what I'm saying? Be on the court doing it, because the training will mean something different when you're on the court doing it. And then come to the Q&A calls, come to the office hours, because that's where all of this will get enacted. That's where it becomes real. That's where the insomnia example becomes your example of what you're doing, right? And how it applies to you and how it applies to this particular conversation with this real person this week. All right. Makes sense. Have a fabulous, fabulous day, everybody. And thank you for coming in at such a high level. To me, the people in our community have done tremendous, tremendous things over many, many years. And the training that you guys are calling out of me now is the highest level that we've ever, ever, ever done. So you have more resources than anybody previously has had in our community. And people have made, you know, some phenomenal sales, have grown their companies really, really quickly. And one of the really empowering stories to tell is, like, they can do it, I can do it. Know that that's you. Know that where we're going together is so exciting, and collectively so far beyond where we've been before. Collectively, I'm just so excited to watch your journeys, to see you out there on the court. Go ahead and have fun. Go ahead and make mistakes. Go ahead and talk to the wrong person. Go ahead and talk to the right person. Just go out there and do it. And I'm excited to see the questions that are arising for you as you're out there on the court having these conversations and making these offers and beginning your programs, or beginning that next level program or that next level service, whatever it is that you do, because you're ready for that next level for each and every one of you. So have a great day, you guys, and we'll see you in office hours tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.